line shortly is going to be people such as Tohinare and others. And, of course, let me just talk a little bit about Tohinare for a minute. And I know he's on the line, so hopefully he doesn't hang up after I say this. But I would argue Toh is one of those people who has done a lot for this country, including as our Minister of Māori Development. And while I hear the kōrero at the moment about how all these people are talking about the return of taonga from British museums and institutions overseas, a gentle reminder that Toh was one of these people that also spearheaded a lot of that during his time in office now. So don't want to blow smoke up the you-know-what, but I really rate this guy. And it's a sad when he's not in Parliament, because I think he'd do so well right now. In fact, maybe we should get the band back together. Hey, joining me on the line now is Tohinare. Welcome, Toh.
Hey, brother. How are you, my man?
Well, you know, I'm not dead yet. Some people...
hey, bro, every day above ground is a good day.
Well, that's right. You know, somebody said to me the other day, you know, Matt, I know you just about died last year. And I said, oh, well, thank you for reminding me. Not that I needed reminding. I said to him in answer to another question, you know, 50% of people would have turned up to my tangi and celebrated my life. The other 50% would have turned up just to make sure I was in the hole. And probably a good percentage of that 50% would back the Winstone concrete truck in to fill it full of concrete so I couldn't get out of the hole.
Never, bro. Never.
Well, after that, I started drawing up a list of names of people who might be in that 50%.
Yeah, bro. We all got those sort of friends, bro.
Oh, that's right. And worst of all, they're also your relatives. Hey, Matariki, it's a special holiday. It's uniquely Māori, uniquely Indigenous. What do you think of Matariki?
Oh, bro, I like what you said about it being one of the world's first recognised Indigenous holidays. But it goes deeper than just a day off. It marks us in the world, and it's a day full of pride, and that's for everybody in New Zealand, Aotearoa. Whether you're Māori or even Pākehā or Samoan or whoever, because you can only have the recognition of Matariki as it is here in Aotearoa. You can have a day off overseas, but you can't really have Matariki unless you're here.
And that's
important for all of us.
And, you know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, we sometimes get so caught up in the politics of something without recognising the uniqueness of the thing.
Yeah. And I'm glad that the last government recognised it, because there's something about having your parliament recognise something particular to your own self, you know. Well, I mean, I remember the when we pushed through Te Aho Matua with regard to the Kura Kaupapa in Parliament. That was with the national government, by the way, national coalition government, and they saw the value of it, and it's been kept, and it's a recognition. It's a recognition of all those people that we stand on their shoulders, that they did all the work. You know?
Can I ask you a question? Is there anything, look, and I didn't want to turn this into politics because, to be honest, it's been one of those long, long days. Is there anything that the current government hasn't kept that you'd rather they did keep?
Oh, a lot of the language, a lot of the identifier that we are a bicultural nation. We actually, that's where the nation started out. You know, it was us, not them, and not us on our own. It was a pact. For goodness sake, and it's the only one in the world. And we still, you know, to be frank, we bitch and moan about it, and we don't see the value of other people, how other people see the value of us.
Yeah,
we should be using that background to help other people around the world. And God only knows that other people around the world need a bit of help.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because whenever I've travelled overseas, And they say, oh, where are you from? And I say, I'm from New Zealand. And then I proudly say, I'm Māori, of course. What's really fascinating about it is that these people, I mean, they're enamoured by our culture. And it's not just about the haka or turning up or a song or whatever. They genuinely are both interested and fascinated by our culture at the same time.
When I was, quite a number of years ago, I was in Zimbabwe as a observer, an election observer, and I was up in the sort of in the mining district where they actually mined asbestos. Oh my God! And this old kaumātua who finely dressed, black fella, and he came up to me and said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from New Zealand." And his first question to me was, "And how are the Māoris?"
Yeah.
No, I'd pick myself off the ground and say, how do you know? And he said, well, because we were a Commonwealth country back then, we had to learn about everybody in the Commonwealth. And one of the most fascinating people that he learned about was the Māoris.
Hmm. Yeah, so I was in Rio in 2012 for a climate conference, and ironically enough, I was leading the Australian business delegation, which is a sad admission to have to make. But I went to this little market, and in this little market, which was like a trash and treasure sort of thing, underneath a bridge in, let's just describe it as a favela, which is, if people want to look it up, it's not a place you want to be without a security guard. I found in this trash and treasure a series of postcards with Māori images on it. And I asked the guy, you know, where they'd come from. And he said, oh, they were my dad's. And he started telling me about the story, about how his father had come over to New Zealand. And he worked here and he sent postcards back. And he translated some of the stuff on the back of the postcards for me. And it was just pride. This guy was just saying, well, you know, this is how the indigenous people of this country are treated. Wouldn't it be great if we treated our own indigenous people like that here at home?
There's nothing to be gained by being like England. There's just nothing. You know, there's everything to be gained by us being unlike anybody else in the world, and we are.
Yeah.
And regardless of whether the government want to play the game or not, we will continue to be who we are.
Well, that's right. Now, keeping our focus on Matariki, of course, because I have gone a little bit too far today in talking about Kai and of course, celebrating, and I probably need to hit the treadmill after Matariki. But anyway, is there a particular Kai or food that you and your whānau cook up, share, partake in during Matariki?
No, we eat anything and everything. It's just a day that we can bask, I suppose, in the glory of all those that have gone before. You know, and plus it's about a new year. It's about, you know, I mean, hell, I've been in the last couple of days getting my gardens ready for springtime, and that's what Matariki is about. So I got all my stuff together, and now I just need to get ready for the planting.
Now, unless I'm wrong, have you become a kuttle lately?
I have for the, what is it, fourth time.
Fourth time. So,
his name is Te Hei Kahotia.
Oh, what a beautiful name. Keeping with the theme again of Matariki, if there was a message that you could send out to all of our tamariki, our rangatahi, our whānau across the country, including our moko, is there a special message you should say to them or want to say to them about Matariki?
My message to all of our young people is grab your Māori side and run with it. And while I'm on the sports thing, I want to say how saddened I was with Bishop passing, Connor Gordon Bishop passing today. Such a shock. And that's Matariki too, is remembering who are our, I suppose, the people that we like to follow, you know, through both worlds, you know, and I'm just so saddened that he's no longer physically with us, but he will always be part of the makeup of that world, of our world, you know. And so Matariki is about everything. It's not just one. It's not King's Birthday Weekend. It's not Labour Weekend, but it's Matariki. You don't call it Matariki Day. You call it Matariki, and Matariki means everything.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a wonderful way to end this, actually, because Matariki, of course, is not just about plotting forward to the future. It's remembering those who have come and the I guess the way they've contributed to the fabric that is Aotearoa New Zealand. Tau he nare, one of my idols. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it, Ewa.
Not a problem, brother. And I'm always following you to see how your progress is. And I'm over the moon where you are at the moment, bro. Still a long way to go, but bro.
Yeah.
You are a highlight of my day.
Oh, go on. You get a crayfish. You get a crayfish. Not Scotty Morrison. You get the crayfish.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Got it, bro. Hey, Matariki, that's our Matariki special for now.